Welcome to the Outdoor Panel Podcast, where we talk about chasing critters, catching fish, of course, hunting and fishing stories, and a lot of BSing.
It's like a beast. Oh my God.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, that's a nice eye.
Yeah. That was a fast one. Holy cow.
All right, folks, this week we have a pretty exciting podcast. We got something called the Swamp Donkey Tournament in De Pere, Wisconsin this year. We're just going to preview that tournament. It's just going to be Bud and myself tonight. And we got a couple guys from the crew fishing in the tournament this weekend. We have Bud, myself, Eric, and Andy, who will be fishing in the tournament. So pretty much tonight is just going to be a preview podcast of that tournament. So let's dive into it. Okay, Ryan, you're included too. Intro complete. All right. So, Bud, we got the Swamp Donkey Tournament. I'm looking forward to it. How about you?
I always look forward to tournaments. They're stressful and aggravating, but I love doing them.
Yeah,
just that whole competition, the whole competition thing, man.
Yeah, this is actually my first tournament ever, so I'm kind of a rookie going into this, but I'm looking forward to the experience. Just a little background about the tournament. I believe it's 150 boat field that we have.
This year, every year it's been going up.
Yeah, yeah. And I believe the buy-in is $175 per boat, plus there's like a $10 big fish buy-in too, right? Is that right, Bud?
Yeah.
So it's like $185 per boat if you do the big fish type deal. Other than that, I believe the official lines in the water starts at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning, March 26th, and the tournament lasts till 3 p.m. or so. That's when lines are out of the water. And I believe it's a catch-and-release tournament where everyone's going to be using the Fish Donkey app. So just a little background of what style of tournament that is. I'm not sure how many of you have used the Fish Donkey app before, but basically you catch the fish, pull it out of the water, you measure it, right, Bud? Then you take a picture of the length and a picture of you holding it. Then you do a video of the release. Is that right, Bud?
Yep.
So that's... So they
do a conversion. Once you enter the fish, it'll give you a conversion of the approximate weight. And then that's what it's based off as far as winning.
All right.
It's still based off of weight, but it's kind of just that scientific average law, whatever they want to call it.
Yeah. So, instead of live weight, it's kind of just a average that whoever that's scientists have come up with, I don't know. But anyway, is there any other major rules that I'm missing, Bud?
One thing that's different about this tournament compared to like a lot of your other ones is this: you can actually have four people in the boat, where normally a lot of the other walleye tournaments, you're only doing like two-man teams. So that's kind of a plus on this one. It kind of what I like about it is it's out of the other tournaments that I do, this is the most expensive one. But when you divide it by four guys, it cuts that cost down a lot.
Yeah. And I think the way I kind of look at this tournament, even though it's my first time participating in a tournament, is it's kind of like the start of like the tournament year on the Fox River in Green Bay. So it's kind of like the Daytona 500 of the Green Bay. And it's cool because it has a social aspect to it with having four guys in the boat. So that's what I think is neat about this tournament. It's like the kickoff for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
So, and it's kind of like a celebration of just, you know, the overall walleye run or spawn or whatever you want to call it. So,
yeah,
super cool tournament. I'm happy that they came up with the tournament. You know how many years this has been running? Like 4 or 5?
I would say probably it's 4th year, if I had to take a guess. And that's for this one. He actually does. I don't know if he just associates his name with it. For what you got, anybody that's listening that's not sure of what, there's a bait trailer that started by Fox Point Ramp, and the guy calls it Swamp Donkey Bait and Tackle. And that's how he got his start in it. And he kind of just started doing tournaments just for all the guys that are always buying bait from him. But yeah, he's been doing this one now, I think, for like 4 years. And now if he runs it or another guy runs it, but they actually do a night spring tournament. And then now I think the last 2 years, they do a fall tournament too.
Oh, they do a night tournament too?
In spring, yeah, they do a night spring tournament. I think they run the hours on that one. I think it's 6 to midnight or something like that.
Huh. That would be something I would be interested in. That one sounds pretty cool. But anyway, yeah, we've been buying bait from Swamp Donkey pretty much ever since the trailer started. I mean, I don't know how long it's been.
He's probably been doing the bait thing now for 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so. And it's a real convenient thing. I mean, we do have a couple gas stations right on the river that sell bait. But, I don't know, it's just something with him. He's always talking to guys coming in and off the river. He always seems to know what the hot bite is, or the hot color. And he has no problem telling you. And whatever they're hitting on, I mean, his trailer is fully stocked. I mean, any type of blade bait, crank baits, he's got all the plastic worms. He's got all the jigs. You know, so anything that you think might work, or you find out it's working, or that you might have just, you lost, I mean, that's what I'm starting to do now is when I go out in the river and whatever baits I lose, I just stop at his trailer on my way home. Yeah. I'm paying a little bit more than going to Cabela's or buying online. But I'm helping a guy with a small business. And, you know, when you go there, you know, you shoot the shit with the guy for a little bit and you might pick up a tip or something, or that, you know, talking to another guy that's there.
Yeah. And the nice thing about it too is like, how many times have we run out of bait where it's like, just run up there with like a $10 bill to get more bait. It's super convenient rather than having to load the trailer or having somebody run halfway across the town. It's just super nice and super convenient. So yeah. But, and the cool thing about him too, he's out there right away. As soon as the freaking launch is open, he's freaking got a trailer down there. So that's super cool too. But yeah, so we might as well talk about some basic conditions going into the tournament here. I think the major highlight has been just rain heading into this tournament. I think it's been raining for like a week straight, hasn't it?
Seems like it.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if people have been watching the head-to-head. I've been poking my head in and out of the tournament. I know Bud's been watching it. Andy's been watching it pretty consistently. And today, the water was, it was more than chocolate milk. I don't know what you call it. Ovaltine?
it was borderline just pure mud. It was. They were showing the water clarity. Guys were dropping UV chartreuse ripping wraps in the water, and once it got past an inch, you couldn't see it. You know, and that's not just like a little black jig or something. I mean, you're talking a number 7 ripping wrap would totally disappear 1 inch in the water. So, the as far as the river conditions, we were finally getting it kind of plateaued and normal last weekend, and Mother Nature decided to kick us in the nuts here and throw everybody a curveball.
Yeah, and that, I mean, that's for that tournament. And it's super, who knows what's going to happen Saturday? Because it looks like the rain's supposed to be ending. We might get a little bit on Friday, but it should be starting to clear up just a little bit. But it's going to be interesting to see how much it clears up by Saturday morning. And Saturday morning, I believe we've been having east winds. Is that correct? The last couple days?
Today was a north wind.
A north wind? So,
which, and for people that don't understand, the Fox River is one of the only five rivers in the world that flows south to north. So now when you pack on a north wind, all that muddy water is just sitting in the river. It's not flowing out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing that's kind of killing the bite is the fact that the current is getting backed up.
Yeah. I don't believe, has it been too windy up there? It wasn't that windy down here.
It was yesterday.
Okay.
There was a real good wind yesterday.
Yeah. So that's going to throw us another curveball because I believe Friday night headed into Saturday, it's just supposed to be a complete windstorm on the river. So, and it's supposed to be really sunny is what I saw for Saturday. So
that last time I checked, I think they switched that. Yeah.
There's not really a consistent weather pattern where we can actually learn from that tournament too much. So we might be able to take a thing here or there from it, but I think it's just going to be a complete go by the seat of your pants and grind it out on Saturday is what I think it's going to be. I know Bud and Andy and Ryan are going to be heading out on the river tomorrow, and I think they're just going to throw the kitchen sink at the fish. It doesn't seem like they have too much of a plan, and they're just going to see what happens, I think. Is that pretty much what you're going to do?
That's the plan. I mean, it's not a lack of fish in the system. There's all the fish are there, and it's pretty easy to find them. You just got to find a way to get them to notice your bait and to eat it. That's the hard part right now is getting them to be able to zone in on your bait of something that's not too annoying, but that they can actually hear or feel.
Yeah. I agree with that. And it's weird with that north wind too, because, you know, when you're thinking river fishing, you're thinking, you know, getting in current seams, getting in eddies and all this stuff. When you get a north wind or a strong northwest or northeast, throw that out of the window, folks.
Yeah, there is no current then.
Yeah, so I don't know. Other than that, I don't know. I don't have a prediction on a bag or anything because I think that the biggest group today in the head-to-head was three fish bag. And
three fish for 8 pounds.
Yeah, and these are not bad anglers by any means. They're good anglers. It's just the conditions. It's like Bud said, it's a complete curveball.
I think in the field right now, I want to say three of the eight teams, they're professional guides and professional tournament fishermen from the area to where they fish that water getting paid. And I think two of the other groups, they're people that grew up on the river. So they've been fishing it their entire life. You know, and when these guys are saying that this is the worst conditions they've ever fished in, I mean, that kind of tells you something.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just hoping that we get a little, it'd be nice to get like a foot of clarity or something by Saturday, just for the tournament's sake. So it's just not a thing where you're just struggling to catch five fish. But another part of the tournament, though, is having a positive attitude no matter what happens. Because I think a lot of guys are going to have the mindset like, this sucks. This absolutely sucks. That's going to eliminate half the field. So I think just having that, hey, everyone's struggling right now, but let's keep on pushing. Let's keep on grinding. I think that's the attitude that, you know, your top 10, top 15 teams are going to have.
Yeah, because that's the one thing that's different about this tournament is the water is so small. You know, every single guy, he's fishing the exact same conditions that you are. You know, I fish in some tournaments in the bay where we have the whole bay to fish in. Well, yeah, I mean, at those times, like, you might be in a bad area where you got a bunch of bait fish you're competing with, or you got a bad wind, or you got an algae bloom in your spot or something like this. But then the other guy's got the ideal conditions in his spot.
Yeah.
You know, where not level playing fields, but that's what you put yourself into. Where this tournament, I mean, yeah, we can go in the bay, but the bay is still half iced over right now.
Yeah.
That's even more muddy than what the river is right now.
Yeah, I agree with Bud on that sentiment. Out of all the tournaments on the river, I think it does matter, like some electronic type stuff, but out of all the tournaments, this is the most even, like, tournament that you're going to have on the river. Like, this is a tournament where if you got a 14-foot jumbo with just a solid depth finder and sonar and side imaging, that's all you need to win this tournament.
Like, yeah, you don't need a $100,000 21-foot glass boat that does 70 miles an hour to go get to the spot. I mean, that's nothing for this tournament.
Yeah, so that's another enjoyable part of this tournament. So I don't know. It's going to be an interesting tournament before, but I think the biggest factor is going to be the mental attitude this week or in this tournament. You got any other, like, just key factors that are going to put you in the top 10, top 15?
I think it's going to be being flexible. Like, don't go with the mindset of, I have to use this to do that to catch the fish that way. I'm like, you're going to have to be flexible, because I think, first of all, you got to find, you're going to have to play around to figure out what it's going to take to catch the fish. But during the day, I could definitely see Saturday during the day, the conditions are going to change drastically for people. You know, as far as, especially water clarity, because we're going to finally start getting like a west or south wind, which is going to start building the current back up. And hopefully we're going to be on like day three with no rain. So the muddy water is going to start thinning out. So I could definitely see throughout the day, the conditions are going to change, which means that bite's going to change. So you're definitely going to have to change your presentation to, you know, stay on top of the fish and being efficient and catching as many fish as you can.
Yeah, I agree with that too. And another factor that we haven't even talked about, we've talked about the rain, we've talked about the wind, we've talked about current, but another factor too is the pressure's been really low, just really low. Once you know it, the pressure's going to start going up on Saturday. So it's going to be interesting to see if water clarity or which factor is going to make these fish bite. Even though it's going to be high pressure with that water clearing up and that sun coming out, is that going to override, you know, our typical thought of, hey, pressure is going up, the fish aren't going to bite? Is that sun coming out? Is the fish being able to see the baits going to turn that bite on Saturday? Saturday could be a really good day because, I mean, this is going to be 3 or 4 days of fish not eating. Saturday could be a feed bag day if that water clears up enough.
Yeah, and I think sun, if we could get some sunlight, that would do miracles. Just for the simple fact, too, that they had, overnight, they had a 3-degree water temp drop. Which, a fish, yeah, there was a, on average, there was like a 2 to 3 degree water temp drop.
Yeah, because I asked you yesterday about it. I didn't ask you today if there was a temperature drop. So, it definitely dropped.
From yesterday to today, it dropped. And now you're looking at tomorrow and Saturday are coldest days. So if we don't get sunlight, that water temp's going to either stay the same or keep dropping. But if we get some sunlight and the dirty water, then it's going to heat up that much faster then, which could then start, that could start kicking in a bite too.
Yeah. Yeah. And I it might be just small little half hour, 15 minute bite windows that you have to execute on too.
Yep.
So I don't know. So who knows what to expect for this tournament? This is about a random tournament as I can never think of, like watching head to head or anything or any of the other tournaments. It's it's wild. It's going to be a wild tournament. So I guess any other topics you want to talk about for the Swamp Donkey?
No, not really. Not as far as it comes to the Swamp Donkey. I mean, I can't talk about lures yet.
Yeah, yeah. We can recap lures after the tournament. We don't want to talk about our bag of tricks or any of the ideas that we have going.
The off-the-wall ideas. I mean, obviously, you got blade baits. You got ripping rafts.
Jigging
minnow. You know. But I got some off the wall ideas I got rattling around my brain to try to trigger a bite, but I'll talk about that in like 2 weeks if they actually work.
Yeah, yeah. I know this is kind of a quick podcast tonight, folks, but Bud and I've been working. We're just average guys, so I just got done with work like an hour ago and I'm trying to get my gear ready, trying to get packed up to head up to Green Bay for the weekend. I know Bud's been getting his boat ready all week and getting the rods and lures and all the rigs and whatnot set up. So we're kind of brief tonight in the podcast, but we figured give you something a little bit different. Preview a tournament that we got coming up this weekend. I don't have much for any other thoughts. I mean, I want to wish good luck to all the other tournament anglers and competitors. I hope you guys do good. I just hope you guys do worse than we do.
Exactly.
So
that's all I'm hoping for.
Yeah, and I hope everyone's safe. I hope everyone demonstrates, you know, good boat etiquette, not flying through a group of boats just to get to your spot. Yeah, just have good tournament etiquette and you know, cheer on your fellow anglers too. You know, you see a guy in a boat next to you that, you know, missed a big fish, tell him, you know, catch the next one, encourage him rather than being like, hey, you suck, you know, that type of thing. I don't know.
Save
any other.
Save that for your teammate.
Yeah, you can give your teammate shit. So, any other thoughts when it comes to etiquette or any other tournament thoughts?
No, pretty straightforward.
All right. We're not going to do a would you rather because we're just doing a straight tournament preview this week. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing you guys out there. Make them bite and have a great attitude. And I guess we'll see you guys next week in the tournament recap, the Swamp Donkey tournament recap. So thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week.